Trend number 7. Getting to the heart of healthcare. In the 1980s, artificial hearts made a lot of news for a time. Several patients received a device invented by Robert Jarvik called the Jarvik 7 Artificial Heart. It was approved by the FDA in 2004 and renamed the CardioWest. As Trends reported in 2006, some 350 patients received that device. Unfortunately, it was bulky, horrendously invasive, and did damage to delicate components of the blood, such as red blood cells. Other artificial hearts were developed, but all suffered from various types of problems, and none has proved a satisfactory substitute for a human heart. Nevertheless, researchers continued quietly developing and testing devices to help ailing hearts. Now, finally, the ventricular assist device, or VAD, has come of age. The ventricles in the heart are the chambers that actually pump the blood. There are two, one on the right and one on the left. VADs essentially act as boost pumps to make the heart more efficient and improve the quality of life for heart patients. VADs were originally prescribed primarily for patients awaiting a heart transplant, but they are now being commonly used as a long-term aid for those with congestive heart failure, as well as a bridge to recovery that can be removed once the patient's own heart has grown stronger. One of the newest VADs now undergoing clinical trials is called Levicor. It was developed by the World Heart Corporation of Salt Lake City, Utah. To pump blood, Levicor functions as a centrifugal pump with a rotor that is suspended magnetically so that it doesn't require bearings in order to spin. This is crucial because it minimizes damage to blood cells. Once Levicor completes clinical trials as a bridge to transplant device, further trials will be conducted in a bridge to recovery role. In that role, the VAD will take the primary load off a patient's heart so it can either heal naturally or with treatments using drugs or stem cell therapy. The University of Utah, where the Levicor trials are underway, is already using stem cells for heart therapy. The adult stem cells are harvested from the heart patients themselves to avoid any chance of rejection. Then they are injected into the heart directly, where they develop into healthy heart muscle tissue. Illustrating just how far stem cell therapy has come in terms of rejuvenating a damaged heart, the Mayo Clinic recently announced in the journal Circulation that it has created a new variety of stem cells for repairing damage to heart muscle. Mayo started with cells called fibroblasts, which are a component of scar tissue in the damaged heart. The researchers turned these fibroblasts into stem cells and injected them into the heart. The cells grew into healthy muscle tissue, restored the performance of the heart muscle, stopped ongoing damage to the heart, and most importantly, generated new tissue at the site of the damage. At the same time that new and better stem cell therapy for heart repair is emerging, the Levicor is being joined by other state-of-the-art VADs. One VAD being tested at New York Presbyterian Hospital at the Columbia University Medical Center is called the DuraHeart Left Ventricular Assist System. So far, the DuraHeart has been implanted in 3 patients who are awaiting heart transplants. Once it proves itself as a bridge to transplant, it will also be evaluated as a bridge to recovery for use in patients who do not qualify for transplants. The DuraHeart, like the Levicor model, uses a magnetically suspended impeller to pump the blood, eliminating contact points that damage blood cells. DuraHeart is made by Daruma Heart Incorporated in Ann Arbor, Michigan. As highlighted in a presentation to the American Society for Artificial Internal Organs in Baltimore last year, another VAD, known as the HeartMate 2, was installed for the first time in a child. According to the New England Journal of Medicine, the child was later discharged from the hospital with the device. That marks a dramatic change from previous practice in which patients were kept in intensive care after having the device implanted and not released until a successful heart transplant was carried out. The HeartMate 2 is made by the Thoratec Corporation of Pleasanton, California. It pumps blood by using a tiny turbine suspended on ruby bearings. And, as if that wasn't enough, a fourth VAD is also making news. The University of Texas Southwestern Medical Center is now implanting the HeartWare Ventricular Assist System, which is smaller than a cell phone. Doctors recently installed it in a 13-year-old boy. Amazingly, with the HeartWare VAD installed, the boy was able to return to playing football while awaiting a heart transplant. According to a recent presentation to the International Society for Heart and Lung Transplantation, the HeartWare VAD, made by HeartWare International of Framingham, Massachusetts, has demonstrated a 90% survival rate for patients 6 months after implantation. Based on this trend, we offer the following four forecasts. First, within the next 5 years, VAD technology will transform the lives of millions of heart patients. VADs are already becoming so small and reliable that they can be implanted and used long-term. Today, they cost about $60,000 each. But with mass production, the cost should drop precipitously, offering new hope to cardiac patients and their families worldwide. Second, these devices won't be permanent replacements in most cases. That's because stem cell therapy is now enabling doctors to rejuvenate the damaged heart. And while stem cell therapy is currently expensive, prices should fall dramatically as the procedure becomes commonplace. The economic and social impact of being able to save the lives of many heart attack victims and then restore them to full long-term functionality is enormous. Consider that about 5.7 million Americans suffer from heart failure. There are about 500,000 to 800,000 patients suffering from advanced heart failure, but fewer than 2,500 actually receive transplants. The patients normally have to wait 9 months even when they do manage to qualify, and about 250,000 Americans die from heart failure annually. Third, apart from the medical and quality of life implications of these developments, they present an extraordinary opportunity for investors. Consider Thoratec, maker of the HeartMate. So far, it's seen 15,000 of its fully FDA-approved devices implanted in patients. This business generated revenues of almost $100 million in the first quarter of 2010, up from $64.6 million the year before. And Thoratec also owns International Technodyne Corporation, which makes blood testing and skin incision products. As this field matures, the company could make an attractive target for a takeover by one of the leading big pharma or medical device firms. And fourth, over the next 20 years, the convergence of multiple technologies will totally transform the quality and cost of VADs, stem cell therapy, and other forms of cardiac care. Mechanical assist devices for the heart will become highly reliable, extremely effective, and relatively inexpensive. Married with synthetic biology and nanotechnology, VADs will ultimately replace heart transplants as part of a preferred treatment in which doctors regrow a patient's heart from within on a routine basis.
Thank you for joining us this month to explore the latest trends and the ways in which they will impact your business, your career, and your life. All of us here at Trends invite you back next month when we will focus on more of the trends that are now emerging to shape your future.